כן, והולדים ברוך השם לנקס פרק, פרק שלישי, הלוך האלף. ואילו מגלחים מבועד הבא ממדינת הים ומבית השווים והיוצ מבית הסורים והמנודה שיתירו לו חכמים וכן מי שנשאר לחכם ואותר ונזיר ועל מצורה ועולה מתומתו לטהרתו. Okay, so you see from here, Eilu Megalchim, obviously Shako Bnei Adam Asurim. So even though this is a Tzorach HaMoed, for some reason, we asur taking a haircut during Yom Tov, which is weird. Omer Rabbi Simon, Gazru Aleyem Shalei Kansel L'Regel Menuvalim. We want to make sure that they don't come into the regal like a bunch of slobs, relying on Chol HaMoed is a better time to take a haircut. And indeed, Taman Tanina, we learned in Tanis that Anshem Mishmar, the Kayanim, Anshem Amad, the Israelim are Asurim during the week of their Mishmar, Milasaper or Milachabez, it's also take a haircut to wash your clothes, only on Chamishi, on Thursdays, it's Mutter, Mimtei Kvod HaShabbat. So that's the time that we need. So they were matir them to do that. But mashma from there, shar kol yamim asurim. You see from there that it's also on the other days. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Avu b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Avun b'shem Chizkiyahu explained over there that gozru aleim shalei kansu l'shabbatan menuvalim. They don't want these people showing up at the mishmar looking like slobs. In which case, it's the same case over here. By the way, the Mefarshim asked, why is it that we don't allow, therefore, to, for the last day of Yom Tov, for Shabbos, Chol HaMoed, I mean, why don't we allow, it says over there, we allow the Anshei Mishmar for Shabbos on Thursday to take a haircut, so how come during Chol HaMoed we don't allow the same thing, since that's the model that we built the Yisra'el? It's a very simple teretz, that by definition, Shabbos is going to come out basically 9 days later. And in that case, over here, Shabbos could come out to be the second day of Chol HaMoed. I mean, so what's a chayach to say they're going to be matir for Shabbos? It's like saying that it's going to be mutar all Chol HaMoed. Others say that, a beautiful teretz, that since over there, and this works out very beautifully with the whole opening of the sugya in the Bavli, remember that the way that it looked l'chatchila was that we said the reason that it would be mutter for these other guys is because about the mutter on Arbas on Erev Pesach is because since for these other guys it's mutter during Chol HaMoed, so on Arbas we work it out. But what that means is that we take into consideration the elements of Moloch, correct? So on Chol HaMoed, if we're going to be matred on Thursday, we're going to be matred for Shabbos or for Yom Tov Acharon. So people will say, okay, so it's obviously not a malacha. So if it's not a malacha, it must be that it's mutter bechlal during Chol HaMoed. There's no way during Chol HaMoed itself to have it one day mutter, one day also. During the ma'amad, everybody understands that it has nothing to do with malacha. It has to do with I'm supposed to look good when I come. Good, so therefore I can understand that when it comes to the end of the time, I'm allowed once again to take a haircut. But when it comes to Chol HaMoed, the mechanism that was used was the mechanism of Isser, in terms of this is also to do on Chol HaMoed, not like a knas, we don't want you to come in there looking manuva, because that people will make the mistake of thinking that it's not a malacha at all, and is therefore mutter bichlal to see it done on one. But in any event, it's not so partial. We bring a model and we don't stick to the model. Clearly, we're going to need to explain why that would be the case.
So is this all haircutting or like a little?
No, well, Tosef is learning that it was a little bit off, and that the other haircutting, the Chol HaMoed wouldn't have asked why it's us and why wouldn't it be us. Tana b'shem Rabbi Yehuda, haba medinat hayam asur lo legalech. Now, in the Braita it says, and we just had this in the Gemara, that Rabbi Yehuda argues on our mission, and he holds, if you went away on a skiing trip, I mean, why should you have a right to be legalech on Chol HaMoed? This is Rabbi Yehuda Kedaitis, Rabbi Yehuda Shitase. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Asur Lefrosh Liyam HaGadol. You can't leave Eretz Yisrael. Even to get into, once you go past the border of the Mediterranean, forget it. You're out of range. So since there's elements of Israel, why should they be matzah you through
the
Well, beyond, I mean, the question is what the Yom HaGadol means. It's always the old question. I mean, it depends if the Gibraltar is actually the border of Eretz Yisrael. as Rabbi Yezid says. So, little do all those Rivieras rumors know. I mean, Meata Kohen Shi Atzalachut Soretz. Uf Shoyat Shelo Baratzach Chachamim. Yasulo Legaleach. According to this, he a Kohen who goes out, and a Kohen's not allowed because of Tumas Eretz Ami, more Marfim and Kohenim. So he's not allowed to go out to Shelo Baratzach Chachamim. In which case, there's certainly Ali Ben Rabbi Yehuda, we wouldn't be mocked here for him. Or, I mean, according to anybody, could be, because we don't know that we're chaylik on that. Maybe we're only chaylik on the general issue. Now, Chat Cohen, who's a Cohen, it comes through Bechem, you know. And he asked him, Ma latzeit la tzur? Can I go out to the town of Tzur? Is that considered to be chutz laretz? Or not? And I'm going, La sotvar mitzvah. Either to chalitz, or to yibur. Omar Leis, Rebbe Chanina told him, well, you know what happened to your brother, buddy. Achiv shalato ish yatsa baruch hamakam shenakfa. Thank God that he dropped dead when he left. And that's why you need to do the chalitz and the yibum. What are you going to tzor for? Obviously you have a brother there. So you can't learn your lesson. Va'at bevakesh la'asor ki yotzevo. You want to do what your brother did? You want to end up in the same location? Let her come to Eretz Yisrael. What does she have to go to her for? Okay, and this is Takav Medayik in the Gemara in Yevam. It's Zikne Iro. It says, not Zikne Iro. So apparently she does have to come to him. Is the boy Meimar? Okay, normally there are others who say that what Rav Chanina said to him was like this. Achiv shalato yishiniya chek imo v'chibek chek nuchriya. That man left his own mommy's lap, meaning he left Eretz Yisrael, and went to hug a foreign mommy. So he fell in love with his nanny, you know. Forget the mother. So, Ubaruch Shinikfo. Thank God that God taught him a lesson. Shimon Barba, Atul Gabi Rebbe Chanina. Amalei, Tov Lichada Igra, the Ikar Nefo Kapanasatil Ara Yisrael. I need a letter that says I'm a great man. I need to go out, become a rabbi, and make some money over there in Chutzlaretz. So I need a letter that says Hamletza. Omar lo, Reb Chanina said to him, "What are you crazy? Look, when I die and come and I meet your fathers in the Shamayim, so they're going to tell me Netiya Chachal Chemda Shaitalanu Beretz Yisrael. We had one kid that was really worth something in Eretz Yisrael, Shimon. And Shimon, Abbas Shimon, you were the reason that he left Eretz Yisrael. He talked about the Tzitzlach Chutzlaretz. You're asking me I should do such a thing. Chas v'shalom, I can't allow it." Okay, next case in the Mishnah. This is Yerushalmi, man. Next case in the Mishnah is Ayotzemi Beit Asurim. So Ayinus Avinatzarim Mirakish Yechavush Etzel Akum. So they fought in the Beis Hamedrash. This is only a reference to somebody who was in a Goyish jail. So over there, obviously, were they going to let him get a haircut before Yontiv? Just because they're letting him out during Yontiv, so he didn't have any option. But let's say he was in an Israeli jail. Well, Israeli jail is worse than it. But let's say he was in a Jewish jail. So over there, maybe they would know that he's okay, he's going to be getting out for Yontif, let him take a haircut. So Imoya Chavush Etzel Yisrael, even if he was Chavush by Yisrael, Eino Arev La'adam, Legaleach V'Beit Asurim, who the heck feels like taking a haircut in a matzav in which he's in jail? He wants to wait until he's a free man. Hamenuda Shitiru Lo Chacham. Now, man anan kayamin, what's the case? In bishitir lo kodem regal, when were they matir? They were matir before the regal. You got layout? What's the problem? Let him do his gilog before the regal, like everybody else. Why would they be matir in the galayot regal? In kishaloi tir lo kodem regal. And if it's talking about that he wasn't, they weren't matir, that means that he didn't fess up. He didn't pay up. He didn't do what he needed to do. So it's all his fault. He's a no good nick. Why didn't he get rid of the nidui before the regal? So then, don't allow him to Megrelev. That's not called an onus. You know what we're talking about? Kishitiulo kodem l'regel, but chal yom shloshim shloliot b'regel. As you mentioned yesterday, when we were learning the Bavli, that since ein nidoi pachas b'shloshim yom, his shloshim yom ended only, he did try to get out of the nidoi, but shloshim yom ended only during the regel. And because of that, they were allowed into the megaleach b'moi. So therefore, even though he did what he could, he wasn't honest. The dinner shloshim yom is an honest son. But in a finale, ein nidoi pachas b'shloshim, vein nazir for pachas b'shloshim. How do we know it? Ein nidoi pachas b'shloshim yom. Because we see that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu put Klal Yisrael into Nidui with the story of the Slav. So what does he say? You guys are going to be so nauseated by this meat. It's going to be coming out of your ears. Ad Chodesh Yamim. This is Ad Chodesh Yamim. Ad Hashem Yetzim Abchem will be dripping out of your nose, this garbage. So that means when there was a Nidui, so to speak, it was Shloshim Yom. And in the Zifa has to be Shivas Yamim. Where do we see Nidui in the Zifa? From Miriam. Halotichalim Shivat Yamim. So you see that when someone, a chocha, is menazev, so then it's a din that a person has to be mizbayish for 7 days. Rebbe Abimoker Laval Alasar, Rebbe used to do a lot of covet to his son-in-law, the Bar Alasha, who was very rich. He wasn't a Talmud Chacham, but Rebbe used to be very mechabed ashirim, as we had back in Erevin. So Bar Kapora said to Rebbe son-in-law, to Bar Alasha, Kol Ama Shali L'Rebbe, V'at Leitat Shali. It's very interesting. Everybody in the world finds your father-in-law to be sort of a reliable Talmud Chacham. You know, they all come and they ask him what to do. But you are such a big shot, and you don't ask him anything, even though, because you're Choshev in his eyes. Omar Lay, so Bar Alasha said to him, and I said, what are you referring to? Mani Shol, what am I supposed to ask him? You're obviously thinking about something. Omar Lay, so Bar Kapora said to him, I'll tell you. You should ask him a riddle. Here's the riddle you should ask him. This is Bar Kapora's typical shtick. He loves driving Rebbe absolutely bananas. So he's giving him now a riddle in order to be ma'irer to Rebbe, that he doesn't understand why Rebbe is so hung up about money. It's a big deal, a guy has money, said the Mechabinim. So what you should ask him is to tell him this riddle. Tell him, Mishamayim Nishkafa, Humiya V'yarkate Beita. Something which can be seen up in the Shamayim, in reference to a human soul. And yet, at the Yarkate Beta, which is the place on this earth where it's sitting, all you hear is mourning, because it's all about death, you see. Mifachedet kol ba'alei knafayim. Even the greatest wings, the most rich people in the world, have the same terror of death. And the correct here says a quote from the Pasuk in Iyov. Ru'uni ni'arim v'nechbo. V'yashishim kamu amdu. So again, death, the face of death says, even children who see me run away and hide. Zakenim, get up and accept the reality, because they know there's nowhere to hide. So explain to me. Everybody says, Inam Yamru, hoy, hoy. Everybody screams and recognizes that there's nowhere to hide. Once you're trapped in your sin. So, okay. So, Ben Elisha goes and says this to Rebbe. Rebbe, of course, what? This sounds like a Bar Kapora shtick. So he turns, Afak Rebbe, he turns around, and he sees Bar Kapora with a big smile on his face. Okay. V'chamte gochi. He sees Bar Kapora giggling. So he realizes that Ben Elisha obviously was sent on this mission by Bar Kapora. Omar Rebbe, so Rebbe said to him, hey, old man, I don't know who the hell you are. Any makirecha, Zakid. I'm certainly not going to make you into, I'm not going to get smicha for sure, you're not getting from me. I'll tell you right now, you know, couldn't
he's talking to Bar Kapora?
Yeah. sick and tired of your shtick. So the yodas of Bar Kapora understood from that, the letter mitmanya b'yomin, as long as Rebbe is alive, for sure, he's never going to get any kind of position. Or others sort of means that he understood that this a curse of a chokham is going to be miskayim, and he's lost it. He's not going to get anything. So, and it's just bringing this in that a nidui of a chokham says something to show you nazifa is bad news. Bikshu na'adot Rabbi Meir. Oh, thing with Rabbi Meir. And he argued on everybody. He wasn't a kabbal das. And also the mice in which he was plotting. When they wanted to throw him out, they changed his name to the Acherim. Amar lahem. Well, it was all political plot that Rabbi Meir. No, that Rabbi Meir instituted because he didn't hold of the Nazi. So it's the whole thing that they threw him out of the Medrash. In the end, they only let him back in, but they wouldn't requote him. That's why the Acherim Amru. Acherim is a reference to Rabbi Meir because of that story.
The folks say that's about the things you learned from Acher is not correct for Acherim. That's the other thing.
Because the Bikshul Anadas is Rabbi Meir. I'm saying there's a number of shotim about that. Omar lem any shomei alachem achetomrili at mi minadi. Excuse me, what are you trying to say? Who is it you're being minade? Because mi minadim, normally you're not minade somebody chashuv barabim to say his name. The alma minadim, you have to say openly what the nidui was. And you can only be menada someone on that level if he's a makti, a sarabi, and like you're other than a vat, okay? Valkama dvori menadi. I want you to bring me a raya that this is one of the chavtala dvorim that menadim al kvoda chacham. Otherwise, I'm not going to pay any attention to your nidui. So they gave up and start fighting with Rabbi Meir. I mean, he'll bring us a raya that everything he's doing is right and we're wrong. Big Shul Anadis Rebbe Eliezer wanted to put Rebbe Eliezer Benhorkenitz into Nidui, as we're going to see the Maisa. So Amrin Man Ozan Medaleis, the Chachomim said, okay, who's got the guts to go tell Rebbe Eliezer that he's in Nidui? Because, I mean, all he needs to do is say some word to you and you're dead. So who's going to go tell him? Amr Rebbe Akiva, I got no problem. Ana Azal Moda, I'm going to go. And I'm going to tell him because he loved Rabbi Akiva very much. So Rabbi Akiva felt that he wouldn't punish him. So also the Gabi Rabbi Akiva goes to Amalai. He says to Rabbi Yitzchak ben Hurkanes, Rabbi Chaverecha Menadim Lecha, your friends, I want to be Menadim you. He didn't call them Chachomi because he wanted to make it like a personal kind of thing. It's not that I'm not looking at them as being chashuv of people, but they're your friends. So naste nafek levavra. So Rabbi Eliezer ben Hurkanes takes Rabbi Akiva and goes outdoors. And there they see there's this tall carob tree. Omar. So Rabbi Eliezer ben Hurkanes says, Charuvita, charuvita. In halacha kedivrehem, itaku. Carob tree. If those guys are right, you should rip yourself out of the ground and fall over. Amazingly, it just stood there. And that was a proof. Valuitakar.
Put me more impression than the other
one. Wait, hold on. Then he said, okay, if the halach is like me, now rip yourself out and turn over. And in a locket where I eat that room, Vita carrot, and then it's sure enough, and it popped out of the ground. Huh? Then he said, in a locket Ibrahim, if they're right, so go back. Chazrin, v'lo chazar, and it didn't go back. And then he said, if the halach is like me, go back. And then it did go back. So that way he covered the control experiment. He already showed it every direction.
Both ways.
It's only going the way I am. Now, Kol Hadein Shvach, this is like, really, this is high quality stuff, but the bad news is, let Yochel Pekarot, it doesn't help the Paskin HaLokah to put on a show. I mean, it's really nice, but he's a big tzaddik and everything else, but he's wrong. So Amar Rabbi Chanina, Mishin Nitna, once the Torah was given, none of this shtick is going to help you. Lo Nitna Ela Acharei Rabbim Lahatot. You have to follow the das of a Rabbim. As I said, Rabbi Eliezer doesn't know. I mean, Rabbi Eliezer Yada Acharei Rabbim Lahatot. I understand. I mean, what, he's cutting that thing out of the Torah. What is he trying to do over here? No, that's not the point. Rabbi Eliezer wasn't upset about the argument. He was upset. Well, he could. They took over there. That was the case of the Tanur Shalachnai. They took all of the tyrants that they had been chaylik on, and they went ahead and burned it. And they did this as if to say that he's not really mechaben l'shem shemayim, and we should be mavazim and rabim and burn it in front of him. And because of that, he felt that they should have been. They should have been chash lichvado, and in the fact that they thought such things of him, that's why that's how they are. If this is the way they're acting, so they're acting not alpi halacha, they're acting alpi their desire to so shlita, they want to show control over him and so on. That is not mechuyav to treat them properly. I don't accept your minion. Maybe Yalta was rishayim.
So if the halachas would go after the rosh, how could the cherub tree go connect the ratzon Hashem, so to speak?
It's to show that tzidkas Rebbe Eliezer. That's that maybe in the Shemayim the halacha is like Rebbe Eliezer. HaKadosh Baruch Hu agrees with them. That's the whole point. That's what they said. HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're not. It may be Raya or Rebbe's. You know. I'm sorry, God, but you may hold that to halacha. That's we disagree with you.
I thought
Tina Shemaya
and one of us sort of had to keep the halacha.
No. Okay, Nochinami, once we're going to pass this. This is my das, but of course I'm the Kabbal if you're basic otherwise.
The story is the Tanur of Achnai and the Bavli, right?
Yeah.
Do they also bring up that?
I mean, no, this is another story. The tree, the size of the Beis Hamikdash, the border. Yeah. Okay, so we go into the Tanur Shel Achnai?
Yeah.
Okay, you're right. Okay.